We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello from New York City, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're broadcasting live from historic WABC Radio on a very busy 3rd Avenue on the east side of Manhattan. Hope you're doing well wherever you might be today. And I have to tell you, this is my first time back in New York City since evacuating during the great China virus pandemic of 2020. So it's very nice to be back here in the Big Apple. Grace Baker, I will say this. Memphis is known for humidity, and the humidity here in New York City rivals that of Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, I believe it. I mean, here it's a little less humid, but there I know it can get pretty hot on that concrete.
Stepped out of the cab, and immediately I was hit with the pungent smell, a combo platter of stale urine, I would say patchouli oil, marijuana smoke, and the street meat. I'm not sure what they were smoking at the corner there on West 40th Street where our hotel is. But it was quite the welcome back to the Big Apple. I was very impressed though, getting off the airplane at LaGuardia. Nobody's wearing a face mask. I mean, it's as if the entire city has been liberated. I mean, everybody's walking around, you know, looking over their shoulder, making sure they're not going to get mugged because the crime rate's off the charts here. But by and large, people are going back to living their lives, having a good time. The Broadway shows were packed last night. People in Times Square. You got all the topless, butt naked women. You know, back when I was here, Grace Baker, they just had the naked cowboy who was really not naked. He was just wearing tidy whities. But now they've got some 65-year-old woman who's walking around topless with a guitar.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's an improvement.
That was not. No, I don't know who's in charge of New York City Chamber of Commerce, but that's not a good thing to see. You know, you're going to bring the kids to Times Square.
By the Disney store. You know, it fits right in, actually, with Disney's image they're trying to, you know.
But I will say this. I sent you a photograph, Grace Baker, of the palatial studios here at WABC. And they rolled out literally the red carpet for us, got off the elevator, red carpet here at WABC. They showed us the grand studio. And, Grace, they had something very kind to welcome yours truly. They've got an edition of Iron Man magazine, the sexy radio host edition.
Are you featured in said edition?
I am not on the cover, but as you know, it took a lot of pork to sculpt this body.
This is true.
So, I mean, maybe the Buff and Brawn barbecue edition, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
But one of the ABC radio hosts, the great Sid Rosenberg, Bernie and Sid, and I used to listen to those guys all the time when I lived here in New York City. And he's a big bodybuilder, so the guy's on the front cover. I mean, it's very rare that you have a radio star on the cover of the Iron Man magazine.
Yeah, I thought normally radio hosts, the point, they're on the radio so they're not seen. I'm
they're
used
eating
to TV,
donuts.
So,
they're
you know,
eating donuts.
Exactly. Drinking coffee and eating donuts. So,
We're not the healthiest broadcast division. Anyway, welcome everybody to the Todd Starnes radio program here in New York City, because tomorrow is the National Talkers Convention. Talk radio hosts from all over America are gathering, and I'll be giving a speech tomorrow. And we're very excited to meet some of the folks that you normally hear on this radio program. Now, we also, before we jump into the big stories of the day, I want to give out our toll-free telephone number and welcome all of our brand-new listeners. We've been doing this all all week. And a special thank you to our good friend Jeff Katz from WRVA, filled in yesterday. I want to welcome our brand new affiliate, WSJS, and we have brand new listeners in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Greensboro, and High Point, and all parts in between. Now, here's the deal. All this week, if you call in and you're listening to us in Winston-Salem, we're going to send you a prize package. It's just our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. So give us a call. You'll talk to Grace Baker, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. All right. There was a lot going on here, folks, and we're going to get to all of it today. There's just crazy news. Of course, the big story tonight, the made-for-TV special, where the January 6th riot is going to, their special committee is going to be having primetime hearings. These are all being well-produced by ex-ABC News TV people, and you have a cast of characters that's sort of like the political version of The Love Boat. Jane Fonda starring as, do we know if Fonda is starring as either Nancy Pelosi or Liz Cheney? Who is... We don't know that, and we're trying to get the cast of characters in this made-for-TV moment. But here's what you need to understand, folks. This is all fake news. It is all fake news meant to destroy the president of the United States, Donald John Trump, and to make sure that he never runs for office again. That's the whole point of this. So we're going to be talking a lot about what happened back on January 6th today. And I want to throw out some thoughts here. Our good friend John Solomon has some incredible reporting. He's been doing a phenomenal job of laying out what really happened on that day. I contend this has nothing to do with Donald Trump, that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats saw this as an opportunity to use what in fact was a peaceful gathering of American citizens on the Washington Mall, and to use that to try and cause upheaval and disruption in our nation's capital. Now, you know, because we've talked about this for a very long time on this program, that we condemned those who broke the law on January the 6th. Anybody who broke into an office, anybody who stole anything, anybody who desecrated the United States Capitol building deserves to be punished. They deserve to spend time in jail. Anybody who broke the law needs to be in jail. But the reality is, by and large, most of the people that were gathered there that day were literally welcomed. They were told by the police, come on in, have a nice day. Those people are not criminals. But I want to take it a step further, because they're telling us that this was some sort of a grand scheme by Donald Trump to overthrow the will of the people and to remain in power. If in fact that is true, Donald Trump is the most unqualified person to be a dictator in America. And I say this because according to the reporting of John Solomon, 4 days before the January 6th riots took place, you had the Pentagon raising the possibility, the idea of actually sending National Guard troops to the Capitol. So President Trump has long acknowledged that he was one of the guys that said, hey, wait a second, fellas, we need to consider sending troops to the Capitol building. We need to be able to protect whatever needs to be protected in Washington, D.C. Now, the mainstream media and the January 6th committee, they're ignoring what the president said and what the president did. But the facts are the facts are the facts. And the facts are that everyone knew what was going to happen, including Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, ultimately, she is responsible. The buck stops with her. Every hour is happy hour with Nancy Pelosi. I get that. But at the end of the day, she's got to be able to say, we've got to protect this building. And she took a pass. She declined to do that. She stood down. She ordered the police to stand down. And the question is, why? Another question. And by the way, that you think that's going to be addressed tonight? Of course not. But another important question, how many FBI agents were involved in the planning, plotting, and execution of what went down? How many FBI agents were actually physically boots on the ground on January the 6th? Again, this is something they don't want to talk about. But as we learned from the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, who believes you don't have a constitutional right to plant a crop of rutabagas in your backyard, Gretchen Whitmer acknowledged that at the end of the day, it was the FBI that was involved in the plotting, planning, and execution of this alleged kidnapping plot that they were trying to blame on the Proud Boys and the white supremacists. So is it remotely possible that all of this was concocted, and that the Democrats and the deep state within the Justice Department were very keen on what was happening in Washington, D.C., and they knew they could use whatever happened, that anger, that massive crowd in Washington, D.C., they could use that to their advantage by taking down this president? Is it even remotely a possibility? Because a couple of months ago, everybody really did think that Gretchen Whitmer was the victim of a kidnapping plot, when in fact, it turned out not to be true. It turned out that it was a government-involved plot. By the way, and while we're on this subject, and I'm, again, not a conspiracy guy, but just throw this out there, why is it that all of these mass shooters have actually been known to the FBI? Every single one of them have been known to the FBI. Why is that? What in the world is going on at FBI headquarters that these people are coming out of the woodworks and committing these heinous crimes? All right, look, we're going to take a quick break, regroup. When we come back, we'll go to the phone lines. Also, a lot to say about Justice Kavanaugh. Franklin Graham calling on American citizens to pray for the safety of the Supreme Court. The question on our Facebook page, and we'll be taking your calls on this, is it possible that President Biden could very well use the post-Roe v. Wade violence to impose martial law in this country? This is something we've got to consider based on a lot of political issues that are at play. And I'm going to explain more of that a little bit later. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. The website up and running over at toddstearns.com. We have tons of great content for you to see there. From WABC in New York, this is the Todd Stearns Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
And welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting today from WABC Radio here in the Big Apple. Great folks around here, by the way. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. Let's go to Jim in Greensboro, North Carolina, WSJS, our great affiliate there. Jim, welcome to the program.
Well, welcome. We just wanted to welcome you to the Triad area of North Carolina. Glad to have you on. There's no one really on in this area like you at the present time, and we're just glad to have you.
And Jim, we're going to keep it like that. We want to have market dominance there in the Triad. So good people in that part of the country. And, you know, conservatives need to start. We're going to have to start rallying our conservative listeners all over America, Jim. And it's a big thing. I think we are having a phone issue there. So let's put Jim on hold. Jim, we're going to get your contact information, and we'll make sure that you get a prize package, a way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. Let's go to Louisiana. Corky on the line from KROF, our great affiliate there. Corky, what's on your mind?
Well, Todd, I see you're in New York, so and pardon me, but I have Biden brain, so I lose my cognitive function once in a while. But I was thinking about what you just said about martial law, And I had two words. Last year, you know, they give a word of the year. Mine was perception last year, not how things are, but how they're presented to you and you see them. And this year, it was conditioning. And as you say, if they can't get us to go in line with what they want to do and condition us to follow their orders, do as I say, not as I do, then they're going to try to push us into martial, you know, something like martial law. I wouldn't doubt it a bit, because they've broken all the other rules. They ignoring laws, justice, Supreme Courts, getting threatened outside their house. That's a law on the books, 2030. You don't do it, but they're not stopping it.
And look, at this point, Corky, you have to say, okay, where's the governor of Virginia? Where's Glenn Youngkin at? I mean, you're absolutely right. Federal law, it's very clear. We've signed the statute. We've got it up on our website. It is against federal law to protest or hold any sort of rally outside the home of a federal judge. And it is time for the attorney general to step in and to protect the justices and to arrest every person. You know, last night you had dozens of these pro-abortion protesters outside of Kavanaugh's home. I mean, the reality is that they want to kill this man. As a matter of fact, they want to kill all of the conservative justices, and we've got to be taking these threats incredibly seriously. And it's troubling when not even the governor of Virginia is willing to do what needs to be done and enforce the laws that are on the books.
Yeah, exactly. And I do have one more comment, though.
Real quick.
You're in New York today, and I made one trip to New York from the South and went to New York in about 2003, and I actually stopped a mugging outside the Rigor Royale Hotel. The three doormen.
Is that right?
There, yeah, and the three doormen there sitting watching me stopped this mugging of a man and his woman with a purse, and they said, "You must be from the South." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Because nobody here would have done that."
Wow. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, Corky, because a lot of the guys, you know, if you go and you meet folks from Queens, you meet folks from out in Bay Ridge up in Brooklyn, you know, these are good, hardworking folks. These are men's men. They're filled with toxic masculinity, and they're going to go out there and they're going to do what a man needs to do. And they're good people. You know, they may not talk with a Southern accent, but you know what? We don't talk with a Northern accent, but you know what? We share very similar values. So I'm glad you're able to help them out there. And Corky, appreciate the call. This story, though, out of Maryland at the home of, Justice Kavanaugh. And by the way, where's the governor of Maryland on this? I mean, where are the Republican governors demanding that the laws on the books be enforced? You know, we talk a lot about wanting to stop gun violence. Why don't you enforce the laws on the books? But they don't want to do that. So this Yahoo, this guy, Nicholas John Roski, the guy's a domestic terrorist. Let's be very clear about this. This guy came from Simi Valley, California, all the way to the East Coast, and he was planning to assassinate a Supreme Court justice. He was armed with a pistol and a knife. He had duct tape. He had all these tools to break into the house. He had every intention of killing the Supreme Court justice and then killing himself. This is what a pro-abortionist is like. According to the authorities, this guy was loaded for bear. He had pepper spray, the zip ties. He had two magazines. He had ammo, had a hammer, screwdriver, nail punch. So it sounds as if he was also going to try and torture the Supreme Court justice. Thank God for those deputy marshals who are outside of the house. By the way, we understand that this guy now facing all sorts of horrific charges. But you wonder who else is out there. Who else is out there plotting against these Supreme Court justices? It's like it's out of a Grisham novel. If you remember The Pelican Brief, that was Denzel Washington, I think, starred in that. And the whole plot of the movie was the assassination of two Supreme Court justices. And you say, well, Todd, why is it that the mainstream media, if you go to the New York Times right now, you're not going to find that story on the front page. We had a guy that was trying to kill a Supreme Court justice. You think they'd be talking about that wall to wall on the media. And you know why they're not? Because quite frankly, their sympathies are not with the Supreme Court justice. They're with the guy who wanted to try and kill him. They're defending the assassin. This is the mindset. This is a very evil, evil thing that's happening in our country, folks. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products. Everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes. What's going on with Joe Biden? So the guy's not going to – he's not doing anything with the reporters. So no press conferences, no sit-downs. But he decided to fly out to Los Angeles, and he was hanging out with Jimmy Kimmel, little Jimmy Kimmel last night. And Biden going off on this weird – and this is not the first time he's done this. It's almost as if he has a few catchphrases. And once – it's like, for example, the Second Amendment is not absolute. And you couldn't own a cannon during the Revolutionary War. I mean, they're all bonkers lies, but he's just the guy's clueless. I mean, he has cottage cheese for brains, this guy. So you got Joe Biden. He's on the couch with little Jimmy Kimmel last night on ABC, and he goes off into this bizarre tirade about racial representation in Hollywood.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. You turn on the TV, look at the ads. When's the last time you saw biracial couples on TV? When's the last time you saw the way, I mean, people are selling products, they do ads to sell products, and they sell products when people, they appeal to people. This generation is going to change everything. We just got to make sure we don't give up.
So when was the last time he actually watched TV? I mean, all the way back in the 1970s. Remember the Jeffersons moving on up to the east side, the deluxe apartment in the sky, and they had an interracial couple on the TV show. So I'm not sure. It's as if he is, in his mind, he is back in the 1970s, this guy. All right. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us a great guest from right here in New York City. A.J. Castamatidis is a very well-known person in Republican circles, chairperson of the Republicans here in New York City. A.J., welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
AJ, I was, first of all, I have to compliment you. You've got a great Instagram thing. I just realized, as following your adventures, the Starnes life is very boring in comparison.
Yeah, well, I do have an exciting life, and I love to share it with people, and I love it to use my platform to spread the messages of patriotism and capitalism and what makes America great, too. So that's an added bonus.
And one of the things that I was really, I really appreciate what you said on one of your postings, you were talking about why it's important to stay and fight. You know, so many people, and we see this a lot in California, and I suspect here in New York City, where conservatives want to move someplace else. But you've decided, you know what, this is my home, and this is where I'm going to stay and fight.
Absolutely. And, you know, the problem is that so many people are leaving. But the problem is, when you leave problems where they are, eventually they come to find you. And how much territory do we have to cede before we stop and say, that's enough? If we don't address the problems right here, it's going to continue to spread. And I think that our city, the city of capitalism right here in New York, is what's worth fighting for, and I'm here to stay.
When I lived in New York City, I worked at Fox News for 15 years and lived in Brooklyn. And, you know, it's you're kind of in this minority. If you're a conservative, you're a Republican. And there, it's a lot different than some, you know, some of the other red states out there. And I'm curious what you are finding as chairperson of the Manhattan Republican Party. What is it that's bringing people into the Republican ranks?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been seeing this past election cycle. People think of Manhattan as being so blue, and it is. It's 8-1 Democrat. But this last cycle, we saw that in every single district, not only are vote totals, but vote percentages doubled. And it may not seem like a lot to people, but if you can get 30% out of New York City, we will win statewide, and that changes the whole ballgame. And it's really a numbers game, and we're getting there. And you just saw in Brooklyn this past election cycle, we elected a Republican city council member for the first time in one district in over 100 years. 100 years. You can see there are real changes happening. People are starting to wake up, and it's exciting to be a part of this progress.
What are the issues? What would you say are the top two issues that you know, especially young Republicans are focused on?
I think number one for everybody really is crime. It's a huge problem here in New York City. I've lived here my entire life, and I always used to take the subway or walk around at night and not worry about my safety. And I've got to tell you, the city has really changed in the past few years, and it's really hard to see as a New Yorker. And, you know, if you don't have safety, you don't have anything else. And people are afraid for their lives, and so crime is definitely the number one issue. Number two, quality of life. I would say between, you know, like the homeless population, and no one is doing enough to help them. And it's also just creating quality of life issues, trash getting picked up. But if you wanted to have a national issue, I would definitely say what they're doing in the schools is terrible.
And that's and that has really been a problem here in the New York City area, where under the previous communist leadership of de Blasio, Comrade de Blasio, I mean, they just decimated the public school system. And AG, I know that especially among young Republicans, education is a key issue. And if you can just educate people, they're going to be more likely to embrace the Republican message.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a huge issue, because if they're indoctrinating people in schools and they're getting them so early, then it's going to be a huge issue, and you're never going to be able to turn things around. So it's really important for us to get in early, because I find that when I have these conversations with people about what it really means to be a Republican, and when I explain the issues and really the ramifications of what their policies become, then people realize that our message is the right one, and we need to get in there and, you know, become a part of the education system.
And you know, again, it really is about finding common ground. I mean, there is a bit of a difference between a Republican in Alabama and a conservative in the Bronx. You know, but you do have to find the common ground, and I think that's what you have been so effective at doing, is helping people find those areas where you can agree and you can stand together and fight back against the fascists.
Yes, absolutely. And when it comes to living in a big city, a lot of the issues are really quality of life driven. And so a lot of those are local issues. But at the same time, I also didn't fall into the trap that so many people fell into, where the media got them to somehow believe that our Republican president was a bad guy. And I always stood by our president 100%, despite some people. Actually, when I was first elected chair, the first advice they gave me was that I should distance myself from President Trump, because I'm representing New York City. And in a very New York City fashion, I just told them to go, you know, blank themselves. And I always stood by our president, and that was the right thing to do, and he did a great job.
I love it. That's brilliant. That is exactly what they say around here.
Exactly. I tried to be nice for the radio, though, and no,
thank you for protecting our license. AJ Castamatidis is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, going back to the early days of the pandemic, I couldn't help but laugh. I was a member. I lived in Park Slope, but I was following some of the blogs over on the Upper West Side where you had all these raging liberals who were just infuriated because of the crime, and they were moving homeless people and drug addicts and pedophiles into the neighborhoods. And I'm pounding out on my computer. I'm like, this is what happens when you keep voting for Democrats. You know, you've got to, and I'm really hoping now that after people got to see what happened during the pandemic, they are going to realize, hey, wait a second, there's a better way here.
Oh, absolutely. And you saw that just 2 days ago in San Francisco. You know, if you see in a liberal place like San Francisco that they can recall their DA and people were that fed up, then it gives us hope everywhere else. So that's always exciting to see.
All right. Well, AJ, we really appreciate you coming on the program today. And thank you for the great hospitality, the team that you guys have assembled here at WABC. Just great people. And my CEO, I know Dalton Glasscock, has been traveling with you on a lot of your adventures. And he says hello as well.
Oh, amazing. We need more young leaders like Dalton. And I'm glad WABC is treating you well. And thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah. You guys have a cereal bar here. Did you know that? It's really nice. I mean, like Fruit Loops.
Absolutely.
Classy joint.
We take our food very seriously.
Yes, you do. All right, AJ, God bless you, and thanks for the great work you're doing for America.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that's AJ Castamatidis, and her dad, by the way, is John, who and it's just a beautiful family. They bought WABC a couple of years back and have just completely revolutionized the radio industry here in New York City. But, you know, she raises a good point. Ultimately, it doesn't matter if you are in Alabama or the Bronx. It doesn't matter if you're in Salem, Oregon, or Portland, Maine. We all have these concerns about safety. The idea that the Supreme Court about to come out with a ruling over Roe v. Wade and we're having to call out the National Guard to keep the peace. The idea that you can't walk down the street in New York City in broad daylight, much less at nighttime, and not have to worry about getting mugged. I mean, these are big issues for people. And I'm wondering, in your communities, are you beginning to see this? In Memphis, Tennessee, I'm telling you, folks, it's a war zone. And the Democrats are to blame. And I have no problem. I know there are a lot of people, well, Todd, now, Todd, you shouldn't be so hard on the Democrats. They just don't know better. It doesn't matter. People in America, they want their kids to be able to go to a great school. They want their kids to be able to go to the playground without getting picked on by a pedophile. They want to be able to go to the grocery store with getting carjacked or getting mowed down in the produce section. These are basic American desires. And it's pretty sad that it's come to that in America where, you know, living the American dream is not so much anymore. You just want to survive for the next day. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Have you heard the big news? Greta Van Susteren is back. She has joined Newsmax, host of a brand new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren, starting June 14th. Greta reports on the big stories from Washington, giving you the facts you need to know. Greta is smart. She asks the tough questions, and she's always fair. Greta is journalism the way it ought to be. Folks, I made the switch to Newsmax, and like millions of others, you can make the switch to and watch Greta. You can get info on her show. All you have to do, text the word Greta to 39747. That's Greta, 39747, or go to GretaIsBack.com. That's GretaIsBack.com. Make the switch today. Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Real news for real people.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, are you going to be watching the big hearings tonight? There are a lot of people out there saying it's going to be a dud that nobody's going to watch. I mean, if you got Netflix, why would you, right? I mean, really. I remember back growing up in the 1970s when they had the Watergate hearings, and my dad was a big fan of that TV show Emergency. Remember, it was like the original fire department drama, and Randolph Mantooth was the star. You know, he's still alive. Did you know that Randolph Mantooth still alive? But anyway, they kept interrupting Emergency for the hearings, and my dad went nuts. He went bonkers. And I think a lot of people are just going to, you know, they got plenty of other stuff to do. They're not going to be watching. And everybody knows the fix is in. This is not a fair and balanced hearing. This is an attempt to stop Trump from being reelected president of the United States. That's all this is. When you look at what's really going on in Washington, D.C. right now, everything that's happening in Washington, D.C. right now, there's one goal. It is to stop Donald Trump from being reelected president of the United States. That's it. Period. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's what's really happening here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, the big question is what's going to happen with the Supreme Court? There are lots of concerns about safety. We understand the National Guard being called out. Franklin Graham posting, and we've got a story on our website just a few moments ago, Franklin Graham calling for people to pray for the Supreme Court justices for their safety. Keep in mind, this is Chuck Schumer's fault. You know, we want to talk a lot about insurrections in this country. All right, let's have that conversation. Let's talk about insurrections. Let's talk about the insurrection directed at the Supreme Court when Chuck Schumer, standing on the steps of the Supreme Court, called out Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and threatened them, said a whirlwind was being unleashed on them. This is what was happening out on the steps of the Supreme Court. This was Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, personally threatening two sitting Supreme Court justices. And we're somehow surprised that some moron came all the way over from California, showed up at the front door of Justice Kavanaugh's home in Maryland, and wanted to kill the guy? We're surprised by that? We're surprised when Little Red Lionhood, Jen Psaki, gets out there on national television and tells people, hey, bring a picnic basket, come on out, we're going to be protesting at Kavanaugh's house and Gorsuch's house and Barrett's house. Barrett has little kids still living at home. And you better believe those Supreme Court justices, that goes through their brains. They think about those kinds of things. Do you think it's really going to impact? I don't think it's going to impact their decision, ultimately, on Roe v. Wade. But it could. Knowing that if you vote one way, if you vote against the Democrats, then they're going to come and kill your child. Knowing that if you stand against the Democrats, they could come and attack your wife, your spouse. Knowing that could possibly be a problem. Yeah, I believe that one day we're going to have Supreme Court justices, we're going to have federal judges who are going to be making those decisions because they don't want to get killed. And the idea that we almost yesterday, how close we came to losing a Supreme Court justice. You want to talk about insurrection? What about what happened with Congressman Steve Scalise when a Bernie Sanders supporter armed with weapons nearly had the opportunity to take out dozens of Republican lawmakers at a baseball practice? We don't talk about that anymore. Again, what happened to Justice Kavanaugh, a Supreme Court justice who was nearly assassinated? It's nowhere on the front page of the New York Times right now. It's been disappeared. It's been memory hold. And why do you think that is? Because the Democrats, it's not that they don't care. Quietly, privately, they were hoping this happened. Quietly, privately, they were hoping that that in the event of a Supreme Court justice being assassinated, that Biden would put another liberal on the highest court in the land. I mean, it is a horrible, evil thing to think, but we're dealing with very horrible, evil people. By the way, last night, Joe Biden, he told Jimmy Kimmel, maybe the Republicans, maybe his Republican opposition just needs to be arrested, thrown in jail.
Look, the Republicans don't play it square. Why do you play it square?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If we do the same thing they do, our democracy will literally be in jeopardy.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Not a joke. And
I understand that argument, but also it's like you're playing Monopoly with somebody who, you know, won't pass go and won't follow any of the rules. And how do you ever make any progress if they're not following the rules?
Well, you've got to send them to jail, you know.
We'll be right back, America.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Hour two of the big show underway. We're broadcasting from WABC in New York City. Beautiful radio station, beautiful town out there. You know, this is actually a nice part of town. I've been gazing down on the studios have beautiful windows that look down on 3rd Avenue. I've yet to see anybody mugged. And nobody's wearing a face mask around here either. So, just like everywhere else in America, I think people are said, you know what, we're done. We're done with the masks. We're done with the social distancing. And we're going back to living our lives. So, the muggers are not even wearing, like, social, you know, they're not socially distancing. They're not wearing the mask. Well, some of them are wearing masks. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Good to have you with us today here in town for the Big Talkers Convention, which commences tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. Before we go to the phones, I want to play some audio we share with you right before we went to the break. And I have a question for you. They're telling us this is a joke. All right. So what Biden said, they're saying is a joke last night on Jimmy Kimmel. I want you to hear what the president told Jimmy Kimmel last night. Cut two.
Look, the Republicans don't play it square. Why do you play it square?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If we do the same thing they do, our democracy will literally be in jeopardy.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Not a joke. And
I understand that argument, but also it's like you're playing Monopoly with somebody who, you know, won't pass go and won't follow any of the rules. And how do you ever make any progress if they're not following the rules?
Well, you've got to send them to jail, you know.
Okay. He said that was a joke, and nobody laughed. I think there were some audible gasps in the audience. Do you think he was joking? I don't think he was joking. And this goes back to, I mean, you know, AOC wanting to have the blacklist and rounding up all the Trump conservatives and throwing us all in the gulag. You had Bernie Sanders staffers in a secret video that was recorded by Project Veritas, and they were saying, you know what, if we get elected, we're throwing all the Trump supporters in jail. We're going to send them to the re-education camps. I mean, we played the audio on this very program. So I'm just, do you think the president was joking there? Or do you think, in all seriousness, this could lead to the president, the Democrats, jailing their opposition? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Welcoming all of our brand-new listeners in Winston-Salem on WSJS. You folks, if you call in, we're going to send you home with a great prize package, a way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have Lindsey Keith from Newsmax. And by the way, Lindsey, the Newsmax studios in New York City, directly across the street, and we're getting a nice tour later on this afternoon.
Hey, Todd, it's good to be with you. I'm sorry I'm not there in New York to to greet you, but I'll be up next week. So we're just ships passing in the night, I guess.
Well, it's really exciting what's happening with Newsmax and really WABC, two powerhouses, television and radio, and you guys are just killing it every single day and adding great new programming. And I want to kick off with what's happening tonight, because Newsmax is going to broadcast this hearing tonight.
Yeah, we are. You know, there are a few outlets that aren't carrying it. We will be carrying it. We're having coverage after the hearing as well. It's expected to go 90 minutes. And then tonight on Spicer & Company, Elise Stefanik is going to be, Congressman Elise Stefanik is going to be on our show exclusively. They're doing counter programming as well. So interesting to hear what she has to say. You know, obviously, I will say this is a big spectacle that the Democrats are trying to make out of tonight. It's on prime time. It's at 8 o'clock. But I think one of the things that's getting bypassed sometimes, Todd, is that I would say Republicans, Democrats alike, Americans do not agree with what happened on January 6th, what happened at our Capitol. But what tonight is about is more about the partisanship that we're going to see. Nancy Pelosi had an opportunity to have more Republicans on this committee, and she chose not to do it. And that's really unfortunate, because I think that Republicans have a lot of questions that aren't answered as well, that they want answered. And because she chose to make this so partisan, we're not going to get those. And it's going to be seen as a witch hunt, as it's being called. But we really go back to the beginning of somebody who chose to remove or to not take the recommendation of Kevin McCarthy, of these five Republicans that should have been on the committee as well. And she chose not to do that. She chose to pick her own folks. And that's concerning to me, because now the narrative is that Republicans don't care. And that's just not true. I think they do care. What they're concerned about is that there's so much partisanship right now. And for that reason, it won't be a fair hearing.
Lindsay, again, this is going to be a TV-produced moment. We know they've hired an ex-ABC News guy to produce this sham of a hearing tonight. Some questions that I have that I suspect will not be answered. I'd like to know whether or not, as the reporting from John Solomon is telling us, whether or not Pelosi and others on Capitol Hill were advised to bolster security and they refused to do so. Were, in fact, the Pentagon officials, were they told, hey, look, we need to consider getting the National Guard? Because President Trump was pretty bold about that and upfront about wanting to have more National Guard in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see if that comes up, too. I doubt it will, and I hope it does. I mean, I think that's a big question. We covered this yesterday on Spicer & Company. Just the news had come out and with this whole article about how 53 security breaches happened. And a big part of that is, as you mentioned, Trump had recommended and approved for 20,000 National Guard troops on January 4th to be sent to the Capitol, and they declined them. I mean, this is under the leadership of Nancy Pelosi. So it does raise a ton of questions of what happened that congressional leadership denied additional help and did not secure the Capitol. It doesn't make what people did okay and the actions that people did okay. But if you don't lock the doors, if you don't take precautions, you know, what are they doing? Why did they allow this? No one's asking those questions from this committee that I have seen. Maybe we'll be surprised tonight. That'd be great. But unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be the case.
But Lindsay, I think that is at the heart of this issue. You know, they're saying that Donald Trump was behind all of this, and that's what they say they're going to set out to prove tonight. But if they don't address those two significant issues, they're not going to be able to truly address that issue, because if it is in fact accurate that President Trump was saying, hey, we need to have National Guard troops in place, that tells me that he's got to be the worst dictator in all of world history, because he was actually plotting to stop his own overthrow of the government.
Absolutely. I mean, we've heard Liz Cheney said over the weekend that she thinks this is a conspiracy. Well, that would fly in the face of someone who's approving 20,000 guard troops to go and protect the Capitol. Why would you do that if you're coming up with this conspiracy? I mean, and the fact that they're not going to bring that up, they're only showing one side. And that is the concern, right? If you're only showing one side of the argument and you're not fairly representing the other side, then it is a kangaroo court. I mean, there's no court in this country that no one gets a defense, and people won't tonight, likely. I mean, I hope they do, but what I've seen so far, that hasn't been the case.
All right, Lindsay Keith on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Newsmax TV. So, Lindsay, when do things get underway, the festivities over at Newsmax?
So, like I said, we will have Elise Stefanik on our show at 6 o'clock. She'll be kicking off our hour. And then at 8 o'clock, we will go live with the hearing, and then there will be a post-show analysis after. So this is supposed to go 90 minutes. Some people think it's actually going to go more. I don't know. You mentioned James Goldstone, who's the person who will be producing this. He used to produce Good Morning America and Nightline. So it'll be well produced, no doubt about it. That makes me think it probably will be on time. He'll keep a very tight schedule because you want to keep people engaged. And then we'll have post analysis right after that. I'm not a part of that, but and that will be on Newsmax.
Look, folks, if you're going to watch it, you're going to want to watch it on Newsmax. They're going to give you a fair and balanced coverage. Lindsay, we're going to leave it there. Sorry we're missing you in New York, but we'll be sure to say hello to everybody.
Have fun in the city. Be safe.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. All right, Lindsay Keith, everybody, you see here every night on Newsmax TV. 844-747-8868, that is our toll-free telephone number. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going right to the phone lines. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, all you great gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables out there, how you doing today? You know, we're having a good day in New York City. About to head to, we're grabbing the big steak dinner. Grace Baker, that's a big deal. You know, it's all about the eating of the food. And we went to a place called Carmine's last night for a little Italian. And tonight, heading over to Gallagher's Steakhouse.
You're making me so jealous.
So you got to pace yourself.
New York City has the best food. They really do have the best food in
New York
City.
They have great food. I will say that Memphis, Tennessee, though. I mean,
Memphis has great food, but New York City, it's like any genre of food, they've got it, and they've got a good version of it.
Well, so that's fair enough. So, for example, if you're going to go eat the Chinese food, you're going to get Chinese food that was made by somebody from China.
Exactly.
If you're going to get Italian food, you're going to get Italian food made by somebody who is Italian. So, I know that makes sense.
Now,
but you're not going to be able to find a good biscuit up here.
No, that's true. But I will say, Todd, my first meal in New York City, I remember we had just gotten there. We found a hole-in-the-wall pizza place, and you had to stand in there to eat your food. It was so small and so crammed that you had to stand and eat, and I will never forget that.
So I'm going to, you know what? I am going to share with you two of the best locations for food in all of New York City. And you got to trust me on this one.
I got
my
pen out.
And they're both in Brooklyn. One is a pizza joint on Avenue H. So you take the subway to the Avenue H subway stop in Brooklyn, get off the subway car, you go down, and there's like a pizza joint there. And it's one of these, again, there's no tables. So you stand, you order your slice, and then you go sit on the sidewalk and you eat your slice of pizza.
Classic.
And only one guy is making the pizza. It's the owner of the pizza joint, and he's like in his 80s. And he makes the pizza.
Now
that's
that
it.
Is homemade.
And it's delicious. And you wait and you eat, and it's the best slice you're going to. And you don't want to come, and you folks from the South, you don't want to come to New York and say, I like to order a pizza pie, please. No, you say, hey, give me a slice. And they'll give you a slice.
Give me a slice.
So, there you go. The other place here, and you got to trust me on this one, it's in Red Hook. And you got to take, I would recommend taking you would have to take a cab, but it's called DeFonte's. And it's the best old school Italian deli you can go and get whatever you want. I order the steak pizza aisle. Every time I come to New York City, I'm there. It's in a very rundown part of Red Hook. You know, it's very, you know, a lot of the buildings burned down in the 70s, but their little building still stands. And it's old school. You got to bring cash. You know, they have an ATM there. And you don't want to ask what's going on in the back room. You just go in there, you order, and you get your food and you leave.
Just shut up and eat some good food.
That's it. That's all you're going to do. That's it. You can sit there. You can eat it, you know, if you got a gun, you know, because you don't want to, you know, it's a rough neighborhood. Or you can take it back home to your apartment. DeFontes. I'm telling you, if you're coming to New York City, tell the cab driver where you want to go. You want to go to DeFontes. Our good buddy Guy Fieri went there many, many, many years ago. And did a full show on DeFontes, and it's just old school Italian, and the food, it'll slap you upside the head. It is so good. 844-747-8868. That's our toll free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We've got some folks on hold here. Let's go to Georgia. Beth, listening to us on WDUN. Beth, hope you're having a lovely day.
Hey, Todd, yeah, lovely day here in the North Georgia Mountains. And I would just like to make this point. I've never called before, so I'm a little nervous. Do you remember a couple of years ago when it was either Kavanaugh or Gorsuch were elected to the Supreme Court, and Chuck Schumer called for people to rise up? I won't say he used the word violence.
Beth, not only do I remember that, Beth, not only do I remember that. All right, you know what? Let's put Beth on hold for just 1 second and ask Beth to turn her radio down because she's hearing us on delay. But, Beth, to your point, I do remember what Chuck Schumer said. As a matter of fact, we have that soundbite, cut number 5.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
All right. Do we have Beth back with us now?
Yes. I don't need
All right. We do. Back. Beth, let's turn your... All right. All right. So, you know what, guys? All right. Yeah, we've got her on delay. So, Beth, give us a call back, and we'll try to get you on the air. We'll try to get that worked out. But, again, to Beth's point, Chuck Schumer, standing on the steps of the Supreme Court, he's the one who said, we've got to go after the Supreme Court justices. He's the one. In my estimation, Chuck Schumer ought to be in jail right now. Chuck Schumer, there should have been a knock on his front door. There should have been some FBI agents there along with the CNN news crew, and they should have put his hands in shackles. They should have put leg irons on his legs and frog marched him out of his house. But they're not going to do that because Chuck Schumer is protected by the mainstream media. But what Chuck Schumer did was instigate a riot, just like Maxine Waters did back when Donald Trump ran for office. And what is it that Maxine Waters said? You got to get in their faces. You got to absolutely harass them wherever they might be, in the grocery stores, in the supermarkets, in the restaurants. You absolutely harass them. And what happened after Maxine Waters said that? Her thug army went out there and started targeting every single Trump supporter. You know, they want to talk about Trump supporters being violent. There was no violence on the Trump side. As a matter of fact, the only people out there instigating violence were, in fact, Democrats attacking Trump supporters. How many times, and we've got it documented over at ToddStarnes.com. So if you're having a conversation with one of your friends and they say, well, that just didn't happen, all you have to do is go to our website and we've got it there for you. But time after time after time, Trump supporters were bloodied and beaten. They were injured. They were chased out of buildings. You even had children who were wearing Trump hats that were targeted by adults. This is what the Democrats do every single time. The Democrats accuse somebody of doing something, they're the ones that are guilty of it. That's just the way it is with these people. That's just the way it is with these people. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, I've got to tell you about our good friend, Mike Lindell. He has some incredible, incredible offers for us at MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Get this, no matter what you buy, You're going to get a free gift using my promo code STARNS. Right now, the big blowout sale of the year underway right now. The beautiful, luscious, and very comfortable MyPillow slippers. It's like you're walking on a cloud. And Lord knows I should have brought my MyPillow slippers to New York City because you're doing a lot of walking around this joint. MyPillow.com/STARNS. You're going to get the slippers. Buy one, get one free with my promo code. The bed sheets, the Giza sheets, unbelievable. MyPillow.com/STARNS. Use the promo code STARNS. We'll be right back, America.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, people, welcome back. Broadcasting our show today from WABC in New York City. Hope you're doing great where you are. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Phil from Alabama, what say you, sir?
Hey, Todd, thank you, first of all, for the great work you're doing. I appreciate it so much. And you were mentioning all the damage that the Democrats, you were talking a little bit about how dangerous the Democrats are, and I agree 100%, but, you know, the rhinos are just as dangerous, in my mind, as the Democrats, because they perceive to be one thing. They want you to get the perception that they're conservatives, and three of them that have to get, we got to get rid of these guys. Mitch McConnell, John Cornyn. I lived in Texas for 20 years, now in Alabama, of course, but John Cornyn's got to go. And Lindsey Graham. I mean, these are career politicians, Todd, and I do not understand how people can keep returning these people to office term after term and expect to see any change.
You know, it's a great question you raise, Phil, and it's an important point. And that's one of the reasons I was so concerned about Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. For his entire adult life until he decided to run for Congress, Dr. Oz was pro-gun control. Now, the reality is we're in a situation where if you have a couple of Republicans that switch over and vote with the Democrats, there's going to be a knock at your front door saying, hey, we're coming after your guns. That's why it's so vitally important that we as voters do our homework and make sure we're sending people to Washington, D.C. that are going to live up to what they promised us on the campaign trail.
Absolutely. We've got a big election, runoff election coming up June 21st. It's Katie Britt versus Mo Brooks for the Senate seat. And guess where Mitch McConnell's putting all his money behind? Katie Britt. That ought to tell you something.
And you know, I was speaking on the platform at President Trump's rally in Alabama, the one where Mo Brooks said we've got to move on. And look, I get what Mo was. You were there. All right. So, well, I was after my speech, Coleman, Alabama, after the speech, I came, sat down, and I thought they were going to bum rush the stage. I had never seen people so angry. But Phil, what Mo Brooks was saying was right, but that was the wrong place to say it. And
exactly. Yep.
I just, at the end of the day, I think Mo Brooks is the guy. And I hope he's going to be able to pull it out, because you're right. The Mitch McConnell is anybody Mitch McConnell endorses like that. You know, they're going to be a rhino.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, all right. All right, Phil, we appreciate you. I want you to give us a call back. I like your insight there, and look, you're right on the money. And by the way, it's not just those. We've got up on our website a list of the five Republicans who sided with Democrats yesterday, last night, and voted to take away your guns. Now, you folks in Maine, these are, and I want you to, and there are also two Democrats who voted with the Republicans to protect our guns. So you folks in Maine, Jared Golden, you got to give him a pat on the back. He did the right thing last night. And Kurt Schrader, you folks in Oregon, at least they understand what shall not be infringed means. But the five Republicans, Adam Kinzinger, Anthony Gonzalez from Ohio, Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania, Chris Jacobs from New York, and Fred Upton. And again, to Phil's point, this is why it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, that we elect conservatives to Capitol Hill. All right, let's go to the phones. Eddie in Georgia, WDUN, what's on your mind?
Yes, I have to disagree with you. You're saying that Chuck Schumer belongs in jail and he committed a crime. But every Republican, every time I hear this, the party that's corrupt are the Republicans. They're the one that's ending up in jail. You got guys like, at first you guys said Hillary Clinton, lie corrupt. She never went to jail. You got all Republicans that are being charged with felonies and ending up in jail. Just a few minutes ago on your radio station, I heard a Republican candidate for governor of Michigan just got locked up because of his activities on January 6th. All right. And everybody that's ending up in jail and being locked up and being charged with felonies are all Republicans.
No, they're being charged. They're being charged, Eddie. And who's throwing them in jail? Biden's Justice Department. That's who's doing it.
No, you have.
Yes.
You have a lot of judges that was appointed by Donald Trump. Okay, a lot of. Let's just go like that. That audit they had in Arizona, that ended up being a joke. I mean,
no, it's not a joke. It's. Eddie, hold on. I'm going to let you talk. Eddie, I got a great, big, beautiful, huge microphone here, and I don't want to cut you off. We're going to have a conversation, Eddie. Now, look, I'm going to give you a great recent example. Paul Pelosi, arrested for DUI, nearly caused an accident. DUI, charges dropped. All of a sudden, the video evidence from the police officer and their body cams, nobody can find it. You're telling me that's not political? That Nancy Pelosi's husband, the charges just got dropped from a DUI, a man who killed his own brother in a car crash when he was a teenager?
I'm not saying. I'm saying the majority of the people that are ending up in jail seems to be Republican.
And they're innocent.
Start naming them. They're innocent. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. They're innocent.
Michael Flynn lied to the vice president of the United States, which happened to be a Republican. All right?
That's not a crime. He could have been fired, but that's not a crime.
By Trump. He was pardoned by Trump. George, man, I'm telling you, I can name a lot of people in Trump's.
Now, I want to go back to Chuck Schumer here for a second. You brought up Chuck Schumer. This is a man who stood on the steps of the Capitol and told people to go and target Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. And he told them that a whirlwind was coming after them. What do you think he meant by that? You think that they're going to show up with a gift basket of muffins on the front yard?
First of all, the person who targeted the justice is in jail. Our justice system works. He's in jail. He's going to go to jail for a long time. All right.
He's a pro-abortion. Let me ask you this: Why do you think they're calling out the National Guard? It's not because of the pro-lifers. You think the pro-lifers are rioting in the streets here? Eddie, no.
And the Republicans.
What white supremacist? What does that have to do with the abortion movement?
Like the Proud Boys, all right? Like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, they're all Republicans. All these white supremacists and racists happen to be Republicans.
What about the, well,
they're the one that are committing.
No, the Proud Boys, Eddie, hold on. The Proud Boys are not Republicans. Now, I will say this, though. The Democrats are in fact BLM, and BLM is responsible for burning down good chunks of American cities, and nobody went to jail over that.
How many people has BLM killed? Can you
pillaging
that?
How many people have they killed? We know they killed a police officer.
How many people from BLM has been charged with murder and are sitting in jail for murder and right now? How many? Give me the names.
Give me the names. You're the one who just brought that up. You give me the names.
BLM is a violent organization.
They're
burning.
And nobody got arrested for that, Eddie. How about that? Isn't that interesting? Nobody got arrested. Is Eddie still with us? Did Eddie hang up? All right. Well, there you go. I guess Eddie makes all these accusations, but he comes not loaded with facts. And the facts are that BLM and Antifa have burned and pillaged and plundered American cities. Nobody went to jail for that. There were not any knocks on the door. BLM protesters and their leadership in their mansions in Beverly Hills, they weren't hauled out in leg irons and shackles. That never happened, did it, ladies and gentlemen? And why is it? Because there's a double standard. There's a double standard. When Chuck Schumer stands on the steps of the Supreme Court and threatens Supreme Court justices, why was he not charged? Why wasn't he called in for questioning? And do you think it's a coincidence that every time a Republican is arrested, that the CNN reporters just happen to be there parked in front of the houses when that happens? Why do you think it is that Nancy Pelosi's husband got off without any punishment at all for the DUI? You think that would happen to someone like you or me? No, of course not. Of course not. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We're going to take a break. Your calls coming up next.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So, yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
So, look, I really hate that Eddie from Georgia got offended here, but he's going around calling Republicans a bunch of racist who always get thrown in jail. No, they're getting arrest. First of all, they're not racist, Eddie. As a matter of fact, when you look at the Democrats, their whole party is about race. The only reason the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, was named to the position is not because she's a good communicator. It's because she's a black immigrant lesbian who identifies as a woman. Those were her qualifications. And we know that because when they came out and announced it, that's the first thing they said. We know that the reason that Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, the only reason he was named Transportation Secretary is not because he knows how to fix potholes. He doesn't. He didn't even do that when he was mayor of South Bend, Indiana. But Transportation Pete was named to the post because they needed a gay man in the administration. And they touted him as the first gay, openly gay cabinet secretary, when in fact he was not. That distinction went to the Trump administration. Ambassador Rick Grenell, by the way. So again, Eddie, anybody who is a liberal, you want to come to the show, you want an argument, you want a debate, I'm glad to have one, and you're going to go right to the top of the phone lines, but you got to come armed with the facts. And if you're getting your facts from MSDNC, those are not facts, those are talking points. That's all I'm saying. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So look, Congressman Jim Banks just got a note from him, the Republican from Indiana. And he says, hey, look, here's some things that need to be happening tonight. These are questions that need to be addressed. And I suspect they will not be addressed, but here are the list of questions that Congressman Banks from Indiana needs answered. And by the way, the reason why he's coming out and going public with these questions now is because Nancy Pelosi would not allow Congressman Banks to sit on the 9 or the January 6th committee. She would not allow Jim Jordan to sit on the committee. Now, why is that? Well, it's very simple, because Congressman Jim Jordan and Congressman Jim Banks are very effective at communicating issues and investigating the facts. And Pelosi doesn't want anybody like that. She wants people on the committee that she can control. So when you look at that committee and you count how many Republicans are on the committee, and let's go ahead and do that. I mean, it's a massive committee, and let's just go ahead right now on the radio and let's count how many Republicans are out there. There's one, and there's, two. Yeah, two. Those are the ones that Nancy Pelosi knew she could control. So, yeah, I do think that we should have had Republicans on the committee. I think Kevin McCarthy made a tactical error there, because ultimately the Democrats are going to control everything. And quite frankly, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger do not have the interest of the Republican Party at their heart on this. They've got it's a grudge match. And that's just the reality of it. So here are the questions. Number one, how is it possible Capitol Police was Capitol Police were half staffed on January 6th? It's a great question. Why were the officers under equipped? Why were some officers forced to face down a riot without helmets? Why were the Capitol Police never trained to handle a riot even after the riots of 2020? Did Speaker Pelosi communicate with the House Sergeant at Arms on January 6th or in the days leading up to the riot? Why didn't the Capitol Police Intelligence Unit raise the alarm about potential violence? Why did the FBI deploy commandos to Quantico on January 3rd with shoot-to-kill authority, but failed to send U.S. Capitol Police a single threat assessment or intelligence bulletin? Was Speaker Pelosi involved in the decision to delay National Guard assistance on January 6th? Those are all fantastic questions. Questions that deserve answers. And it seems to me that, again, Liz Cheney, I know she hates Donald Trump's guts. I get that. All right. But at the end of the day, is it possible for Congresswoman Cheney to set aside her personal animus and actually look at the broader picture? Is it possible, just possible, that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats knew how all this was going to go down and they just wanted to take full advantage of it to stop Donald Trump from ever being elected to higher office again? Is that remotely possible? And I get it. You know what? Nancy Pelosi, yeah, she's got a lot of power. She wanted those individuals on that committee. Now, I am going to be watching tonight. I'm kind of curious to see how all this plays out. But at the end of the day, no, it's all fiction. Donald Trump did nothing wrong on January 6th. As a matter of fact, days leading up to it, Donald Trump knew what was possibly going to happen. And so he offered guidance. He offered ideas and solutions and suggestions. And it is very puzzling to me. And all of this transpired as we were live on the air that day. It really puzzled me that you would have these individuals guarding the Capitol building who were not armed, who were not wearing helmets, who were not wearing battle gear to protect themselves, but more importantly, to protect the U.S. Capitol. It's almost as if somebody in charge on Capitol Hill told those police officers to stand down. That's what it certainly seems like to me. All right, we've got a great last hour of the program lined up. Our good friend Rita Cosby is going to drop by. Also, Senator Marsha Blackburn is going to be here. It's going to be a great conversation. She wants to weigh in specifically on the security threats directed at the Supreme Court, and now House Democrats refusing to provide any protection at all to the Supreme Court justices. 844-747-8868. We're going to be taking your calls. Also, I want to direct you to some great stuff happening over on the website. First of all, our live show blog. We've been gearing up for a very busy summer. We're going to be on the road visiting a lot of our affiliates, you folks in Salem, Oregon, KYKN. We're very excited about a big barbecue that we're going to be doing in conjunction with the Republican Party out there. We're going to be telling you more about that. Also coming up July 3rd, we're going to be down in the Mississippi-Alabama Gulf Coast at Lighthouse Baptist Academy. Information about that is on our website. And just got the invitation. We'll be delivering a keynote speech at CPAC in Dallas, Texas. And in about a week or so, Nashville, Tennessee, our good friend Ralph Reed, Road to the Majority. And I'll be one of the keynote speakers at the Road to the Majority Conference there in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. Also, don't forget the store, toddstearns.com. Great opportunity for you to get the latest books. We also have some great new T-shirts available. You want to check that out, and the ball caps. And I could have used a ball cap around here. It's a little sunny here in New York City. Again, toddstearns.com. Check all that stuff out. We got to take a break here. We're broadcasting from WABC in New York City. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
So these activists posted a map with the home addresses of the Supreme Court justices. Is that the kind of thing this president wants to help your side make their point?
Look, I think the president's view is that there's a lot of passion, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness from many, many people across this country about what they saw in that leaked document. We obviously want people's privacy to be respected. We want people to protest peacefully if they want to protest. That is certainly what the president's view would be.
So he doesn't care if they're protesting outside the Supreme Court or outside someone's private residence.
I don't have an official U.S. government position on where people protest. I want it. We want it, of course, to be peaceful.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
All right. That Senator Chuck Schumer on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. You heard Jen Psaki back when she was White House press secretary. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We're broadcast today from New York City, the great studios of WABC Radio. Folks, this is a very disturbing time in American history. And the idea that a Supreme Court justice could have been assassinated yesterday should cause alarm for every freedom-loving patriot in the country. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us from the volunteer state, Senator Marsha Blackburn. And, Senator, you really eloquently put this out on your Twitter feed just a little while ago and asked a question we're all asking. Why is Speaker Pelosi choosing to personally block increased security for the Supreme Court?
Yes. You know, we just cannot believe that the House has had this bill now, I think it is 3 weeks, and they have not yet taken an action. So it is imperative that they move forward to be certain that the Supreme Court Marshal Service, that the U.S. Marshal Service, the FBI, have the resources that they need in order to protect our Supreme Court justices. You know, it's when you look at what transpired, the fact that this is something that has never happened, a leaked draft document, and it has caused this kind of stir. And the left is saying, expect a summer of rage. We need to get this bill passed, and Nancy Pelosi should stop sitting on that legislation. She should pass it today. It went out of the Senate on a fully unanimous vote.
Senator, when you hear people like Chuck Schumer, a colleague in the U.S. Senate, the majority leader, calling for this whirlwind to be unleashed, does he need to tone down the rhetoric? If, God forbid, something had happened to Justice Kavanaugh, do you think that he bore any partial responsibility for that?
everyone needs to be careful with their rhetoric. Words have meaning. And they should realize when you go out there and you call Supreme Court justices out by name and you threaten the whirlwind and that they will not know what hit them, this is something that is of concern. The majority leader, really, in my opinion, I think it would be appropriate for him to apologize for those remarks, to retract those remarks, to ask for calm and for people to return to peaceful protest. You know, Todd, when you are standing in front of someone's house, ringing bells and banging drums and hitting different musical instruments or horns in order to make a noise, you're not only disrupting the individuals in that one house, you're disrupting their entire neighborhood. And the fact that children in these neighborhoods can't go out and play, that people have their driveways blocked, they can't get in and out down their streets, the disruption to that entire community. And that is why when you talk about peaceful protest, you talk about the public square and having your debate in the public square. Now, on top of this, you have to look at the fact that to harass or intimidate or harm a judge, a federal judge, and a justice in order to influence the outcome of a decision, that's something that is against the law. There is a specific federal statute. And people can look this up in U.S. Code if they want to look it up. It is 18 U.S.C. 1507. And they are committing a federal crime every time they do this.
No, you're absolutely right, and we have that statute on our website for people to read. I mean, you're right, it's out there. And again, Senator, this goes back to, you know, people complaining about, well, you know, gun violence in America. Okay, well, enforce the laws that are on the books. And again, in this case, enforce the laws that are on the books.
That's exactly right. You know, individuals should be booked. I'm surprised that in these neighborhoods, people have not filed disturbing the peace charges, a misdemeanor offense against these individuals that won't let them in and out of their neighborhoods or up or down their streets or let their kids out to play.
All right, Senator, we know you are on a tight schedule, and we appreciate you coming on the program today. As always, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
All right. Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, and she's calling on this program for Senator Chuck Schumer to apologize for the rhetoric that, quite frankly, led to what happened yesterday outside of Justice Kavanaugh's home. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to tell you guys about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and we are proud partners with them as they defend American freedoms across this country. Folks, they have some incredible opportunities and deals for you. A lot of people say, well, okay, well, Patriot Mobile, do they have the nationwide coverage? Because that's what I need. You know, I'm a patriot, but I got to be able to talk on my phone. Yes. The answer is yes, they do. They use the same towers the other guys use. What they don't do, they don't take their profits and support companies like Planned Parenthood or gun control organizations. They're fighting to defend our freedom. And folks, I would encourage you to go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. You'll be able to get all sorts of great information there. You can check coverage. So if you want to make sure they're in your area, all you got to do is click that button and boom, you're taken care of. Now get this. Use my promo code. You're going to get free activation and a free gift. And who doesn't want a free gift? I love free gifts. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or you can give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Todd.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, you never know who's going to be wandering around the hallways here. During the commercial break, Rudy Giuliani walked by, Mr. Mayor, and his son Andrew is here as well. Got the big bus parked downstairs. Andrew running for governor of New York. So it's it's New York. It is what it is. Yeah, people are going to be popping in and out all over the place. In the meantime, let's go check out the phone lines here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Patty in North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hey, Patty, what's up?
Hey, Todd, how are you? Listen,
I'm good, Patty.
One thing. Oh, that's good. You're spot on with everything. I love your show. And the guy that called before, I would love to have you debate him because he has no clue what is going on. Okay. The guy from Georgia I'm talking about. I got to make one thing. I cannot believe that gas prices are higher than Hunter Biden.
That's a fair point there, Patty. They're pretty high.
Yes.
You're paying a lot of money there in North Carolina for gas.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's, you know, we're finally, I believe it's going to go further than that. I think it's going to go to $7, $8 a gallon of gas in North Carolina. We're paying right now. I just paid the other day. I paid $5.01.
Patty, I'm telling you, they want all of us to be riding around in little horses and buggies. That's where all this is going.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready to go to Pennsylvania and join an Amish community. Are you kidding? I'm ready to go and join an Amish community because the Amish are the smartest ones right now. They're all laughing at us.
You may be onto something, Patty.
I'm not kidding. The Amish are saying, look at these idiots. Look at these English people. They are idiots. Well, look at us.
Patty, I got to tell you a story. I have an Amish story, Patty. I got an Amish story. And folks, by the way, just in case you're wondering, because we're working remotely, there's a bit of a delay between the phone calls. We just kind of work through it here, but just to give you a heads up. Anyway, Patty, I was speaking at a religious novelist convention years ago. And I didn't realize at that point how lucrative the Amish romance fiction world was. And somebody was actually trying to get me to write an Amish romance novel. They said you could sell millions of copies. So the title I came up with, my name is Yoder. If the buggy's rocking, don't come knocking.
Exactly.
Is that inappropriate?
But it's pretty sad, though, when you have people like that laughing at us. Everybody's laughing at us. It's not just them. And then you got the comedian chief last night on Kimmel. I didn't watch it, but I call it comedian chief. Fits him perfectly. And the other one, cackling in charge. And then you got, let's go on and on. But you know what? Who I feel sorry for is poor Kavanaugh. The guy went through hell when he was getting confirmed, and the guy's going through hell now. You know what? Chuck Schumer, Blackburn was right. He should, if anything happened to this poor guy, I would blame Chuck Schumer.
Well, that's what we're doing. I'm tired of playing games. As a matter of fact, Patty, we've got some audio. Patty, we got to run, but thank you for the call. Jim Jordan out there, and he's saying, you know what? When we take over, it's hardball. We're taking the gloves off. You did it to us, and we're going to do it to you. By the way, that's Old Testament justice right there. Do unto others as they do to you, or before they do it to you. But in this case, they've already done it to us. So payback is, you know what they say. Let's listen to this audio from Jim Jordan.
Well, no, and it's sort of, if it's good for, you know, the old line, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. So if they're going to go down this road and break every norm, every precedent, do things that I think are unconstitutional, then it seems like it's fair game for the next Congress. But we are Republicans. We're conservatives. We're going to do it in the right way. We're going to do the investigations that need to be done. If, in fact, that the American people put us back in power, we're going to do it in a way that's consistent with the Constitution. But we're going to get to the facts and the truth, because the American people deserve answers to why the school board association went to the Biden administration, and then the Biden administration did exactly what they asked for and targeted moms and dads with the Patriot Act and treated them as domestic terrorists. We need to get to the bottom of the COVID origins. We need to get to the bottom of how thousands of Americans' tax returns became public. We need to get to the bottom of the Hunter Biden situation and a whole bunch of other things. The border mess. All those things need to be investigated so the country, the people of this country, right now, more than seven out of 10 of our fellow citizens, Grant, think the country's on the wrong track. They deserve the truth to all those issues. If we're put in power, we're going to do it, but we're going to do it in a way that's consistent with the Constitution.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you, Congressman. And I say go get them. Just take off the gloves and go after them. We got to put a stop to this nonsense. All right, let's go to Alan, listening to us on the Talk Station over in North Carolina. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Hello, Todd. This is the first time I've taken the time to call in. I'm a day late on the 2006 conspiracy, or the 2006 Anakins that went on. But as far as what's going on with the justices, especially with Kavanaugh, I don't see Schumer, I don't see the threats helping him with somebody like Kavanaugh. If anything, he would probably be just as even more resolute, unless he's hoping somebody can actually get to them and hurt them or hurt their family. Then you might have a justice resign and say, hey, I didn't sign up for this. I'm not going to put my family through it. I think that's what they're hoping for. That a justice just end up in despair and walk away, and then Biden gets to appoint somebody that he likes. But I don't see that happening unless somebody gets badly injured, Kavanaugh or one of his children or somebody. And the fact that Schumer would try to make that happen is unforgivable, given his position in the government. It's absolutely unforgivable. And
it's not like he's a backbencher here, Alan. That's the point. He's the majority leader of the Senate, so he speaks for all Senate Democrats. I mean, this isn't Maxine Waters, on the street corner, rounding up a street gang. You know, we're talking about the majority leader of the Senate, and those words do matter. And I am terribly concerned that people are going to start acting on these threats. And I want to go back and just think about this, Alan, and God bless you. By the way, great call, Alan, and we want you to give us a holler back. Just think about this in comparison. Go back to when the Supreme Court redefined what God had already defined. We're talking about marriage. Did you see any conservatives protesting at the homes of liberal Supreme Court justices? No, you did not, because you respect the rule of law. And the same with abortion. They're talking about, well, both sides bear responsibility. No, only one side is killing unborn babies. Only one side is doing that. Only one side is going out there and firebombing pro-life ministry centers right now. And it's not the conservatives. It's the Democrats, the left. They do not value life. And so we're surprised when this kind of stuff happens. I'm telling you, this is a dangerous place to be. But it's not the Republicans. It's not the conservatives. We're talking about the Democrats. We're talking about the leftists. And they've been doing this for ages. And they're going to continue to do it because they know it is successful. But what they haven't counted on is Donald Trump coming along. Because keep in mind, the plan was Hillary Clinton becomes president. That was the plan. And Donald Trump came along, and he thwarted the plan. He upended the plan, and now there is hell to pay. And that's what's happening. They have a devious plan for this country. It is to soften the country. It is to weaken the country so that this nation embraces socialism. That is the long-term goal here, folks. Wrote a book about this in 2019, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. And I would encourage you to read it. I would encourage you to give it to a friend. Let them read it. Because the evidence is out there, and the evidence demands a verdict. All right, look, we got to take a break here. Music sounding coming up. We've got our good friend Rita Cosby. She is one of the great hosts on WABC. a great national syndicated radio host as well. 844-747-8868. We've got some lines open now. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're on the road today in New York City. We're broadcasting from the incredible palatial studios of WABC Radio. And we very well may be sitting where Rita Cosby gets to do her show every day. Rita Cosby has an incredible program here on this radio station. She is syndicated nationally, and she joins us today. Rita, what an honor to hang out with you today.
I am so thrilled that you're in the Big Apple, and I'm glad you're warming up my seat. That's a good one. I have like the best warm-up act now today that you're here in town. I love this, Todd.
Rita, I'm just loving the facilities here. You guys have, I don't know if you realize this, but the fully stocked snack bar, you've got the cereal bar. This is like, you know, NPR level, you know, except it's paid for without tax dollars.
Yeah, exactly. And don't forget, there's a little bit of water. Sometimes there's a little bit of wine. All these things
Wait,
make
wine?
The show so much better. I know you missed that. I was waiting for you to find that, Todd.
Oh, geez, Alou. Yeah, look. Well, you know what, Rita? We will reciprocate. We're going to get you down to Memphis, and we'll take you out to some great barbecue joints. How's that?
I can't wait. By the way, I love Memphis. You know, I'm a Southern fan. I went to University of South Carolina. I used to work in North Carolina. I love Tennessee. It's one of my favorite states in the entire world. So I understand that you and a couple of the other guys said that they will take me out for some sweet tea and some great barbecue, and that you know the best places. So I am so excited to do that.
Oh, we got you covered. Then it's off to, you know, Beale Street for some R&B over at BB King's. We got you covered.
I can't wait. By the way, you know what's so funny? Last time I was in Memphis, true story, Todd, and this is very funny because you and I go back so many years. I go into a bar in Beale Street, and they see me coming in, and they were very funny. The guy on the stage was a fan of mine, and he's like, Rita Cosby's in the house. She did the greatest interview. And I'm thinking, okay, who's he going to be talking about? Is it what world leader that I've interviewed, or what this person that I've interviewed through the years? And he's like, she freed Dog the Bounty Hunter. And the whole place started cheering, she freed the dog. She freed the dog. Because it was one of the stories that I did, of course, famous Dog the Bounty Hunter, and helped get him out of prison when he was held unlawfully in Mexico. But it was so funny that that's what they were chanting. And the last time I was in Memphis, so I have great memories of Memphis.
I love it. Well, Rita, thank you for the hospitality here at WABC. And I will say this, it's my first time back, you know, in New York City. I lived in Brooklyn for 15 years, left during the pandemic. And I was just impressed with how the average New Yorkers have gone on with their lives. Not many people are wearing the masks. People seem to be back to some semblance of normal, aside from the crime situation here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, first of all, New Yorkers are tough. You know that. I was born in Brooklyn, by the way, Garrison Beach, Marine Parkway. And New Yorkers are also just so fed up. I mean, we got hit hard, obviously, by the pandemic, economically, health-wise, so many different levels. But New Yorkers are just, when the minute the word was, hey, you can lift the mask, you can lift the this, I think it was like the loudest sigh of relief in the entire world. And many people had already started doing that, of course, already. But as you talked about, the one thing, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, Todd, because you did spend so much time in New York. it saddens me still to see that there's still a lot of businesses that are closed down. Lots of restaurants still have not gotten back fully. And also crime. I mean, homeless people, crime, all these issues. It's just gotten, that to me is really, really sad. And I think, you know, so many people are moving to places like Memphis, Tennessee, moving to Florida, moving to places like that, because the crime has just become unbearable. And so many of the political views also in New York have just made it so difficult. I mean, you know, we finally got rid of the soft on crime DA in San Francisco. I was cheering loudly when Chesa Boudin got the boot. There's still a whole bunch more that need to get the boot that are all backed by George Soros, including Alvin Bragg in New York City.
No, you're right. I mean, that has been a big problem. It's the Soros-backed district attorneys. And there was literally an incident where somebody was beaten over the head with a baseball bat, and the guy was able to walk out of jail. He didn't have to post bond, didn't have to do anything. You know, one of my favorite TV shows is Blue Bloods, Rita. I don't watch that much network TV, but of course it's based on a fictionalized version of the New York City Police Commissioner. And I was very impressed that they actually addressed those kinds of issues from the perspective of the police and defending the police.
And, you know, they are one of the few shows that does it. I love Blue Bloods, too. Also, Todd, it is such an awesome show, and they're one of the few that do that. We need to back our police. I talk to law enforcement officers every single day in New York, and they feel so demoralized. They feel so frustrated. And even though, yeah, we have a new mayor, and he's also a former police captain, so he has been able to bridge over both, if you will, you know, talking to the police, talking to the community. But the problem is we have a soft on crime DA, Alvin Bragg, again, another Soros guy. And right now in New York, by the way, you cannot do a recall in New York. The governor can remove Alvin Bragg, but that's it. We can't do an actual vote for a recall like you can in San Fran, like you can in L.A., like you can in other places. But so far, the governor here has said, well, I'm going to give Alvin Bragg some slack. I'm going to sort of see where it goes. Well, you know, New York is still going downhill and crime is still so bad and police just still feel so frustrated. And I am so happy, by the way, that you talked about Blue Bloods, because one of the things that I love doing on my show, and you know, I do this every night, is we do a segment called Back the Blue. Because there is not a single day, especially living in New York City, and it's in cities all over the country, where you feel that crime is so bad, and that I don't say thank goodness for our great men and women in blue who are protecting us each and every day, still getting underpaid, still getting demoralized, still basically working with one hand tied behind their back, but yet every day they put on the uniform and they are so proud to protect all of us. And thank God we have so many great men and women in New York and other big cities around the country that want to protect us and still want to do that job every day. And we're so lucky. And I love every night on the show, I do a tribute to different law enforcement agencies and great law enforcement officers for what they do every single day, because I want Americans to realize it's obviously fighting crime. It's sure. Responding to, you know, a car accident. There are so many things that law enforcement do, and they get so unappreciated, and they need to be appreciated and also just shine a light on. And I hope we can do that in any way we can.
Rita Cosby is the host of The Rita Cosby Show, syndicated nationally. You can hear her on WABC, KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. And Rita, I know a lot of people are going to be listening later this evening to hear your take on the hearings tonight, which you're calling a dog and pony show.
Oh, big time dog and pony show. This is so incredible. And you know what gets my ire? And you know me, I never hold back on speaking my mind, Todd. Here it is. It's been 24 hours since that guy was arrested for trying to kill a Supreme Court Justice, Brett Kavanaugh. President of the United States Biden has said nothing about it. Nothing about it. And then tonight, we're going to see the Democrats with, as you appropriately said, a dog and pony show. It is such a partisan witch hunt, and it is such selective outrage. Here they're going after, you know, here are the people who were at the Capitol that day. By the way, a guy was arrested today. I'm sure you saw this. A Republican candidate, Ryan Kelly. He's one of the candidates for Michigan governor. He was arrested with a misdemeanor for telling people to go into the Capitol, kind of guiding them. He wasn't even in there himself. If that isn't sort of a big charade, here it happens a few hours before the hearing that they do this arrest of this candidate, a Republican candidate for governor of Michigan. My goodness. But they are doing this outrage of, oh, this is the worst. Yet where were they even yesterday? This guy was about to kill a Supreme Court justice. They should be protesting like holy heaven over that. They should make sure that nobody is protesting outside his house, as they did even last night. Again, even after that assassination attempt, they don't do that. And I still don't hear them condemning the terrible riots that destroyed cities like New York City in the summer of 2020. I mean, you look back at some of the rhetoric of what they were saying, Chuck Schumer saying there will be a price to pay, you know, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, that kind of rhetoric. I mean, by the Democrat standard, there should be January 6 hearings for him, for Pelosi, for Maxine Waters. The list goes on and on. It is so partisan, so political. And it'll be interesting to see, I think, the show that they'll put on tonight, because they've, of course, brought in this former ABC News executive to help them with sort of the bells and whistles, if you will. I'll be watching just to see what they do. But to me, it is just so disgustingly partisan. And I would have so much more respect for the Democrats if they were equal opportunity on riots, and they are selectively picking and choosing what they want to target and blindly ignoring things that are major, major issues.
No, these are all excellent points. And again, it is going to be a dog and pony show. It is going to be a very well-produced, made-for-TV experience, dramatic music, you know, the close-ups, the whole night. You know, I guarantee you the most profitable business today in Washington, D.C., hair and makeup artist. Rita,
yeah, yes, exactly. You're right. No, who gets the most hair and makeup? Chuck Schumer, Jamie Raskin, or Nancy Pelosi? What do you think?
Who are you wearing? Is that going to be asked at all tonight? Who are you wearing?
Oh, yeah, that would be the red carpet interviews. That's
that's
right.
Got to be it. By the way, speaking of red carpet, I love the red carpet out there in the elevator bank here at Red Apple, here at WABC.
Isn't that a great way? Every Snazzy. Time you walk in, and it's like, wow. And also the history, too. I hope that you get a chance, Todd, and I know that you're such a history lover, but the history of WABC is legendary. And I love every time we get off the elevators, you see the red carpet, but then the big screens on there will show the whole history going back to, you know, some of the, first of all, the legendary hosts that WABC has had through the years. It is truly the most iconic station in the country. And it almost like it's like a walking history book of America. And ABC was right there on the front row every time. It's been incredible. It's an honor to be a part of it. And I'm so thrilled that you are here. So now it's even better now that we have the great Todd Starnes show here, too.
All right. Rita Cosby, folks, listen to her on the radio, podcast, all sorts of great stuff. We have links to Rita's pages over at ToddStarnes.com in the live show blog. All right, Rita, we will see you on the radio.
Thank you, and welcome to New York, my friend. Welcome back.
Thanks, Rita. Rita Cosby, everybody, legendary. She is just an amazing radio host, a phenomenal journalist, and it is a great show. Love listening to Rita Cosby every evening, you got to check it out. And she's not kidding about the history. I mean, beautiful pictures of the old days of radio, and I'm literally staring at a full-size cutout of the great entertainer Cousin Brucey. In a leopard print suit, which I got to get one of those. Kyle would actually, we got to get one for Kyle Grace Baker. I think Kyle would love that. He could rock that look.
Oh, for sure. I agree.
All right. Yes. I know Grace. And before I'm not even going to ask, Google Cousin Brucey and you'll know.
Yeah. I just was kind of taking your word for it. I'm sorry.
What are they teaching you kids these days? I just
not
don't understand.
About,
that.
Okay. I'm looking it up. I see the leopard suit. That is pretty iconic.
It's pretty epic. I'm telling you. All right. 844-747-8868. Again, welcoming all this week our brand new listeners across the great state of North Carolina and the Piedmont Triad. So if you're listening to us in that area, you call in. We're going to hook you up with a great prize package. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Can I tell you about one of my favorite sponsors? It's called Life Change Tea, and they're having a big summer sale. I love iced tea. Buy three, get one free. This summer, why not make a commitment to feel your very best? Let me tell you about Life Change Tea. It's an amazing, natural, gentle cleanse that you can use every day for optimum gut health. I mean, who doesn't want that? I mean, I drink it every day. It's the right combo. You get your 12 herbs, comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, that's my favorite, and pomegranate. Life Change Tea has been around since 2007, and get this, it's made right here in the good old U.S. of A. It's easy to brew, you keep it in the fridge, and you can drink it every day. It's summertime, and that's why I always want to have a nice, big, frosty pitcher of iced tea, and that's why I drink Life Change Tea every day. Here's what you need to do right now. Go to GetTheTea.com to order yours. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code Todd10. That's Todd10. They're going to give you an additional $10 off plus free shipping. That's over $50 in savings. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code Todd and the number 10 for an additional $10 off plus free shipping. We'll be right back.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, folks, welcome back. Good to have you with us. Man, Kevin McCarthy is fired up. He's hollering from the well of the House of Representatives, wondering what is it going to take? What is it going to take to protect the Supreme Court justices? This is a great question. We're going to have that video up on our website very soon. Let's go to the phones, though. Portland, Maine, WLOB, our great station up there, the Lobster, the Big Lobster. Alan, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. What's on my mind is the issues of school educations in relation with child pornography. I'm wondering, since they used to arrest people for that back in the day, how come they still don't? How are these teachers getting away with teaching basically child pornography stuff and not getting arrested for it?
You see, Alan, you're raising a very interesting point here, and it's one that we've talked about several times on this program. If you or I were to talk about issues with children out on the streets that they're having with the kids in the classroom, we would be arrested, and we would rightfully be charged with crimes, sex crimes. If you or
teachers can't.
Yeah, that is a great question, and that's an issue that parents are going to have to address with their local school boards.
Right, because teachers, I mean, I brought up a budget and they wouldn't even answer that question, let alone this one.
It's, you know what, Alan, you keep pounding away at those school board members. They've got, you're right, they have got to put a stop to this pornography. This is flat out indoctrination. It is grooming. And you're right, it's happening in public school classrooms all over America. Alan, appreciate the call. Let's go to Jonathan in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Jonathan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Great. I love your show, first time caller. Excuse me. I think that the Republicans, the conservative Republicans, need to get a committee together, and they need to choose two Democrats, maybe the two that voted against the gun bill, and see if we can do an investigation into Chuck Schumer and his comments for inciting violence.
You know, brilliant idea, Jonathan, and it's time that we play hardball with these Democrats. But the reality is we need at least one, maybe two Democrats to realize, wait a second, this kind of rhetoric is putting people's lives in danger. Again, going back to the gay marriage Supreme Court decision, there were no threats on the lives of the Supreme Court justices, the liberal justices, none whatsoever.
Right.
There was because we respected the rule of law, and this is not some sort of a mob action. We're talking about the Supreme Court. Hey, guess what, Jonathan? We got to run. But you delivered a home run first day out of the gate as a caller. You give us a call back one of these days. Folks, we're going to wrap it up here. Our good friend Jeff Stein in from KXEL Waterloo, Iowa, tomorrow. I'll be at the Talkers Convention back in Memphis on Monday. In the meantime, head over to ToddStearns.com and be good, America.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.